It was a first on our freeways and highways here on Oahu, a caravan to protest against the plan to build a 30-meter telescope atop Mauna Kea on the Big Island. HPR's Kuve Hirishi joins us in the studio with more on how it all played out. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Yes, so yesterday, gatherers on Oahu met at Mauna Lua Bay boat ramp. At least the first 70 or 100 or so were able to park there, and there was overflow into the Costco parking lot over in Hawaii Kai. So I think it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. Folks got there as early as spoke to one couple who left their Eva Beach home at 2:30 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
To make sure that they had a spot in this convoy. According to organizers of the convoy, as many as 600 vehicles participated throughout the day, and so got to speak to some who arrived there early and asked them why was it important for them to show up that day.
Oh, we had all these people is already here and beautiful flags. We was here about 7 o'clock. We got up early for this.
Yeah, why was it important for you guys to show up?
Well, because we in distress right now, so Mauna Kea is friction going up there, so we're just trying to support since we cannot be on the island of Hawaii.
I think it's time for us to be heard. You know, it just had to be done. And I think the reaction of now with a lot of other Kanakas coming out, we're now being heard.
I think what really inspired us was watching the 20-something-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, and how they've come to just embrace the culture, the olelo, the language. Our generation, we never had that. So they're our inspiration.
So that was Chris and James from Waianae and Kunia, a Kahului resident visiting for a family party who just decided to go in. Kelekani Opio and Eva resident Shanita Akana. They all had their cars or trucks outfitted with Hawaiian flags, multiple flags in some instances, and joined in the police escorted. So those first 70 vehicles in this convoy that left Mauna Lua Bay at probably around 9 and ended up in Ma'ili at Ma'ili Beach Park about an hour and a half later.
I happened to see a group that was up on the freeway overpass, you know,
right,
waiting for the groups to come by.
Exactly. I think throughout, I got out before the convoy because I didn't want to get stuck behind them in along Kalani and Ole Highway. And I had already begun to see folks either camped out on street corners with their flags or signs or just, you know, putting up their hands. And then also, yes, once we got to the H1 overpass, our pedestrian overpasses, you would continue to see these signs or folks up on there with their shirts and their flags. I stopped over at the one of the pedestrian overpasses in Makiki, so the Miller Street overpass, and got to talk to some of the participants that were there, about 4 or 5 there. But as you kept on going to the west side, you'd see just troves of them over in the pedestrian overpasses. Spoke to Makana Kane Kuahivi Nui. She was there, and she kind of explained, you know, she kind of had a busy schedule, and this was the best thing that she could think of to show her support because she couldn't commit to that cross-island drive. Here's Makana.
I always try to show my support in any way possible, but today I'm on a time constraint, and in my 1 hour of free time I decided to come here and show my support. I know that they're going to pass under this pedestrian overpass, and to strategically place ourselves to show support and to ho'e'e'u'i kalahui and remind people that we're still here and still strong is really important, and that's the purpose of this morning.
You could hear those horn honking in the
yes.
background, and we saw that throughout. That was not the convoy. Those were actually other drivers seeing the flags and deciding to lend their support in the way they can.
I have to say, when I saw that one group up above Kaimuki,
oh, yeah.
They had flags that were right side up, so I wasn't sure. I thought they were out there in support of TMT, and I went up to ask, and they said, no, we're against.
Yeah.
But their flags were flying normally.
Not in distress, yes. There were a lot of flags out yesterday. I think over in every picture that I've seen, at least that's captured, you know, along this route, a car, multiple cars, just outfitted with flags, people with red shirts. And it was interesting to hear Derek Malama say that now Maui will be holding a caravan of their own, a convoy of their own, leaving Lahaina at about 1 p.m. today, all the way to Kahului. So,
but good advice about if you have to go to the airport,
exactly.
Plan ahead, because I know lots of people that were worried about this convoy on Oahu yesterday,
right.
And they did not want to get stuck in it. Some avoided and took great pains. Others got stuck anyway.
Right. No, at least for the police escorted portion of it, yeah, the on-ramps were sort of rolling closures. So as they went through, it was closed off. I got stuck in traffic over by the airport because the viaduct had also closed down for that initial portion of the convoy.
But I'm glad they came to a meeting of the minds on how to do this and do it safely, because
right.
I was really worried initially when they did this randomly at the start of the protest and they were delaying traffic on the freeway.
Oh, right. The Manamahu folks, that's right. They did a protest, attempt to protest by slowing down traffic on the H1.
Which is not a good thing, because I feared for road rage, quite honestly.
Exactly. Exactly. And then I think they've come to realize, at least some of the protesters, that, you know, there are ways to show their support by also getting a permit. And speaking of, I know we went into this weekend last Friday with the state crews dismantling the structure up on Mauna Kea. And I think emotions ran high right after that in terms of one particular issue, and that was another flag. That was on the this illegal structure that was torn throughout the course of this operation. I got to speak to Attorney General, or went to the press conference on Friday, Attorney General Claire Connors, explaining what actually happened when it came to this flag. Folks have seen some of the pictures and videos on social media, but she explains what happened on the ground.
There was no way to safely remove it other than to tear it, and that's what happened in that case. But it was not purposeful. It was the only option that the placement of the flag allowed law enforcement. There was no intent to desecrate a flag. The first flag, however, was in a position where there was no option but to cut through the flag in order to get into the facility so that they could do the proper safety checks.
Right. So it was covering a portion of the structure that was, so that way they couldn't really see into it, is what how she explained it. But it did sort of set off, push a few buttons for those calling themselves Kia'i, or protectors of Mauna Kea. But also, I think yesterday organizers had mentioned that they were expecting 300 maybe in terms of a turnout for the convoy here on Oahu, but they've gotten almost double that, and they do believe that part of that motivation was a reaction to what had happened with the dismantling of the structure on Mauna Kea.
And I was at an event this weekend where there was an announcement saying that people who were going to be here were not. They felt compelled to go to the Mauna because some had feared there was going to be state action taken this morning.
Right, right. Right now, they are on high alert up at Pu'uhuluhulu. I think thousands showed up, several thousand this weekend. Not sure if many of them are staying for the duration of the week. They got to get back to their jobs. But yes, tensions are high. And I think perhaps this convoy over in Maui is also another sort of mobilization effort for folks who can't get there. But we have not seen any law enforcement action so far on the mountain.
Right. And the numbers of more than 1,000, where is that coming from?
More than 1,000, according to the protesters up on
Mauna
Kea. Yeah. Right.
So nowhere back, though, from state.
Right. Mayor Harry Kim, I believe, did speak to the Star Advertiser, Star Advertiser over on Saturday, saying he's not aware of any, or Sunday, saying he's not aware of any law enforcement action to be taking place on Sunday.
Okay, so we'll just see what happens the rest of the week.
Yes, stay tuned.
Okay, in Maui, plan ahead. All right, thanks so much, Kuvehi.
Thanks.
We've been talking to Kuvehi Hiraishi about the latest efforts by those who call themselves the Protectors of the Mauna.